Who is your Rabb, the Creator and Sustainer? What is your Deen? And who is this person referring to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the deceased was an upright person, he will answer correctly. Thereafter, he will enjoy all forms of comfort and ease. If he was not upright, he will answer, I do not know. He will then undergo great difficulty and punishment. There are some people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempts from this trial. Example, Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the martyrs and Muslim children. Only the deceased are aware of these occurrences. We cannot witness it as it is a different realm. This is just like a person who is sleeping and he sees many things in his dream. Whilst a person next to him in a state of wakefulness is totally oblivious of his condition. Belief number two, all the non-believers and some sinful Muslims are punished in the grave. The punishments and rewards in the life of Barzakh are meted out to soul and body. Belief number three, when one makes dua for the deceased or spends charity on his behalf, the rewards of such actions reach the deceased and they attain great benefit by means of it. If the deceased was being punished, then these good deeds lighten or terminate his punishment. If he is not being punished, then these actions cause his status to be elevated. Only the Muslim deceased benefit from this. Dead non-Muslims do not benefit in any way whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, yaqeen of the akhirat, of the life of the qabr. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Allah must protect us and save us from the azab of the qabr and the grave. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 14th juz was recited, starting with Surah Al-Hijr. Many of the incidents in the Middleton juz and Middleton para are regarding the maqsad of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the da'wat which they had given, and the different forms of giving da'wat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions the da'wat which they had given, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that it is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives muhlat, Allah gives chance and respite to those people who do not accept the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But eventually when the time has come to an end and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes down, then these people are eventually destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, that many a time the kuffar and disbelievers will desire and wish when they go into the next life, that if only we had been Muslims, we had accepted the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave them. يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا, they will eat, enjoy themselves now. And long hopes will keep them unmindful. But soon they will finally see the result of this. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that this unfortunately has become the condition of many Muslim people also. Ya'kulu wa yatamatta'u, just eating and drinking and enjoying themselves and have making the dunya long hopes in a person's life, and he has made this the object of his life. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ, we have not destroyed any city, any place, but there was a certain specific time for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waited, gave them chance and respite until that time. Because these people were actually asking, why isn't the punishment coming down? If you are truthful, they should come down. Or they should come and testify to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we send the angels down, that's the time when Allah ta'ala, he won't give any chance and respite to a person. And if the kuffar are asking for all of these things, and they are causing taklif to the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that don't worry, your deen will be protected. Allah will protect the Quran Sharif, which is the basis of deen. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have sent down the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are the protector of the Quran Sharif. Until Qiyamah, Allah will look after the words of the Quran Sharif also and the meaning of the Quran Sharif. People will try to change the past books with them. The meaning was changed also. And the letters were changed. The words were changed. In this ummah, is that possible to change the words? Many people will try to change the meanings, but there will always be one group, one jamaat of people who will remove the ta'wil al-jahileen, all the incorrect interpretations of the jahils and the ignorant people, and those people who want to cause fasad and trouble in the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi of Allah, don't worry about these people. Many Anbiya alayhim salam came in the past, and these people mocked them, and they made a big joke of them. This was the normal habit of them, and they were remain on stubbornness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has sent the Quran Sharif. Your physical bounties and ni'mas Allah mentions, which He has sent upon human beings. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all of this spiritual bounties. When a person does not follow the Quran Sharif in wahi and revelation, man by nature has got fitri, and in nature he has got some weaknesses within himself, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the creation of Adam alayhi salam. You created from sand. You've got no real value. But because of the heart of a person and the wahi and revelation which a person follows, now he has some value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's got value, and he's saved from misguidance, from going astray. Shaitan is making an effort upon man to destroy man. But when he got this wahi and revelation, he holds firm onto it. وَلَا هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيْهِ مُسْتَقِيمٌ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Those who've got this true tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they break off ta'alluq and connection with everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other ulama say they are mukhlaseen. And with this ikhlas and sincerity, turning one's full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, this is the straight road towards me. And inna ibadi, these special servants of mine, لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. There is no power for you over them, O shaitan, except those who want to follow you. And those people who hold firm unto the Quran Sharif, unto the wahi and revelation which Allah has sent, Allah has kept jannat for them. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ. Great bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've got both on one side. I tell my bandas and servants, I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. But my azab also is very, very severe on the other side. And Allah gives one example of this, where on one side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes down, and the angels went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the same angels, he was an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go to him, giving him glad tidings. On the other hand, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same angels are sent to go and punish these people. And these people were so engrossed and in the filth and the dirt of homosexuality, in the evil action of homosexuality, that they were not prepared to even fulfill their desires with women in a halal way. But they just wanted to fulfill their desires. They were fi sakratihim ya'mahun, they were blinded in their lust and intoxication. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon these people stones to completely destroy them. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ada Anbiya alayhim as-salam also came, Ashabul Hijr, they also denied the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. We gave them our ayat and our signs, but they turned away from it. Huge palaces and houses they built from rock and stone. But when Allah's punishment came upon them, whatever they had earned in this world, it was of no benefit to them. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what we have given you Quran Sharif. What a great bounty. It is mentioned that when some of the kuffar came with gold and silver and all of these things, the Banu Qurayza and Banu the Jewish tribe, so when the Muslims have seen this, they said that so much these people have got, and we are going through poverty and difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, don't worry. وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ. We have given you the seven ayat of the Quran, Surah Fatiha. What a great bounty. We have given you the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran, in the khulas and crux of the Quran is in Surah Fatiha. What a great bounty we have given you. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. What we have granted these people, to not stretch your eyes towards the mata and the small things of benefit of this worldly life. Mata is something which a person benefits. Is that like that cloth which a person uses in the kitchen just to clean up all the dirt, etc. It has got no real value. Nobody takes it now and he puts it on his wall, or he frames it and shows the people, oh, look what a smart cloth I've got. It's a thing of benefit, of use. Person must utilize it. But this is what all the things of this world are. Just mata for a short while, temporary, which will last with a person. But I've given you something which is everlasting, which will remain forever and forever. Surah Fatiha itself, the dua of Hidayat, what a great bounty Allah has given you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never ever turn your attention and stretch your eyes towards these people. And if they want to make a mazak, if they want to mock the Quran Sharif and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna kafaynaka al-mustahzeen, we will suffice you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from such people. What you must do when these people are mocking you and they are causing harm to you, we know your heart is becoming tight because of what they are saying. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Make tasbih and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Be among those people who are making sajda and performing salah. Just istaeenu bi-sabri wa salah. When halat and difficulties come upon a person, our nature is somebody causes harm to us, so we'll go around the whole world telling people, but the quality of the true believers is they will turn towards salah, and in the salah they will find the solution to their problem. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you got these problems and your heart has become tightened now and you are feeling upset, what these people are saying, you are human being, every human being has got feelings, no problem, but you turn your attention more towards salah and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Say the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am full of faults and weaknesses, but Allah is pure. And together with it, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His great, great bounties which He has given you. And Rabb, Allah is your Rabb, creator and sustainer. When these people are telling you, it's actually for your tarbiyat, it's for your spiritual progress. That is why you are going through this condition. And Allah ta'ala is making you progress. When halat and conditions come over a person, this is when a person actually progresses very quickly. We don't like conditions, but these conditions are means for progress for a person. when he goes on the right direction. And Allah says, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until yaqeen comes to you, until death comes to you. Right at the end of your life, the person is continuing worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is never a time a person reaches a certain level, now the laws of Sharia come off from him. Some people say that now I've got yaqeen. Yaqeen here means death. You know, I've got yaqeen, I'm a very pious person, so I don't have to perform salah, or I don't have to observe the laws of hijab, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've reached a certain level. So this is all gumrahi, misguidance. Unfortunately, you get many people who come up with these things, or due to certain dreams they have, and now certain laws of Sharia, the person cut his beard. I had a dream. I saw Khidr alayhi salam in my dream yesterday. He said, I must cut my beard. So a person cuts his beard and he removes his beard, and people go misguided like this. Allah protect and save us. The next surah is Surah An-Nahl, and the subject matter, the theme of this surah also is giving that the maqsad and the object of wahi and revelation is the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in different ways. One of the greatest ways of calling people towards the tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala and to build up a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to mention the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why this name, the surah's name is also Surah An-Ni'am, the surah which mentions all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other name is Surah An-Nahl, where the bee is mentioned, because this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the honey which is coming out from the bee. It's of great, great benefit for human beings. And together with that, it's a sign of Allah ta'ala's qudrat. When a person looks at the bees and all of these other ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, he will see Allah's qudrat in there. That how that one small animal, what the beehive which it makes, how perfect it has made it. Ulama write that the beehive is a hexagonal, six sides it has got. But how perfectly the bee makes it. How many thousands of rooms there are in the beehive, how the queen bee is in charge, and there's so many different sections in that beehive. Some bees are doing a certain function, some are a guard, some are in the maternity home, some of them are getting the food. What and what amazing systems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. When the bee has to go out to get the food, then it has a certain dance, and it tells other people exactly how you must go and find the food and wherever it has come across the food. If any of the bees come, and they come with something harmful at the door of the beehive, there are certain guards which check it. And if there's something wrong with the honey which, or the pollen which it has brought back, or the nectar, then they actually kill that bee. They get rid of the bee. They don't allow it to enter. It will cause harm into the beehive. So what a deep, amazing system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. If a person ponders over this, he will see the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has mentioned many of his ni'mat and bounties in the surah. But the first bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down wahi and revelation. Wahi is called ruh. Ruh gives life to a person. If a person has just got a body, he's got no soul, he'll be dead. So Allah has given us the Quran Sharif, and Allah refers to the Quran as ruh. The Quran Sharif is a life for your spiritual body. And the main object of the Quran Sharif coming down was أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون. The tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you've got this, it's only one Allah. Then فاتقون في Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created the heavens and the earth. Allah has created human beings. Min nutfa. From one sperm, a piece of sperm. But and فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And today he's standing up. And now he's arguing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's got pride within himself. But think about your origin, where you came from. And how Allah ta'ala created you. The different animals which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. That you utilize their wool for your jerseys. And for things to keep yourself warm. For your eating, you eat from the animals, and there are great, great other benefits in the animals. It's a means of also beautification for a person, and it carries you heavy, heavy loads from one place to another place. And then besides this, Allah has created the horses and the mules and the donkeys, so a person can ride it. And وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah will continue creating till Qiyamah what a person doesn't even know. Subhanallah, that means of transport, 1400 years ago people would have thought it's not possible. How can you create something else? Because you only get something like an animal. You're not going to get a new animal coming in the world. Some other kind of animal should be created for transportation. But Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Many other things Allah will create in the future. And Allah is the creator of these things. This is why some of our kabir in India, when the train came to the station, the first time they saw a train, they went out to see it. They want to see the manifestation of this ayat of the Quran, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That how Allah will continue creating till Qiyamah. So many things which you people do not even have any idea of. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great bounty of rain, how Allah ta'ala sends it down, and by means of it all the fruits come out, the day and the night, the sun and the moon, the stars. These are all great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the ocean when a person goes, lahman tariya, the fish which a person eats, the different khilyatan talbasuna, things which are taken out from the ocean, the different gems, etc., pearls which are taken out, and how the ships are moving in the ocean. Allah says the great mountains on the earth, and all of this Allah says لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you can make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you have to count one ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, it's not possible for a person to count even one ni'mat, because in one ni'mat Allah has kept thousands and millions of other bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, this ayah comes two times in the Quran Sharif, that if you count the ni'mat of Allah, you will never be able to enumerate them. Ya Allah says, Inna Allah ghafoorun raheem. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. This is Allah's quality. In the other place, Allah says, Innal insana la zalumun kafar. After Allah's bounties and favors upon us, what man's attitude? La zalumun kafar. Man is very, very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he causes great oppression upon himself. But Allah is, on the other hand, still Allah forgives. And Allah still showers his mercy upon human beings. Allah continues sending his bounties upon human beings in great abundance. So, anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that regarding death, when the angels will come at the time of death and they will be taking a person's soul away, what will be the condition of that person? And he will be told already enter into Jahannam in the fire. But on the other hand, those people who did good in this worldly life, for them already they will be given glad tidings when the angels will come and take their souls away. Salamun alaykum. They will be giving salam to them and telling him enter into Jannah now because of the good actions which you had done in this worldly life. So the main thing is at the time of death, when a person is leaving this world, what will be his condition. In the next half, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also the different matters regarding the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is great bounty which Allah gives to human beings is a daughter, children, and among them daughters. But unfortunately, among the Arab people, there were those that they used to become upset when they were given glad tidings of a daughter. فَلَّ وَجُهُ مُسْوَدًا, his face becomes blackened, وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and inside he is burning and he is very upset. And now he just wants to hide away from his people because of the evil which he has been given the glad tidings of. And now he's thinking to himself, must I keep my daughter with disgrace, or must I put her into the soil and completely bury her forever and forever? Allah saa ma yahkoon. What an evil thing with what they decide. What a bounty Allah has given, and how they make nashukri and they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the animals, if a person ponders and you will see, that nusqikum mimma fi butunihi min bayni farthin wa damin labanan khalisan, the pure milk which comes out from the animal, from the one side there is the blood, the other side there is the excreta, and in between that wonderful pure milk is flowing, and the person is getting so much of benefit from it, khalisan sa'ighal lisharibin, which goes down the throat so easily. The person has to have blood, or you have to have that excreta, it will never go down the throat of a person. But in between, Allah Ta'ala has created that milk, pure milk. Some ulama say that before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that these people, they were saying, how can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever get wahi and revelation? It's not possible. A human being, he got so many weaknesses and he's got revelation coming out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, I give you examples in this world, that between the blood and between the excreta, you're getting that pure milk coming out. So a human being, despite all his weaknesses, which you may say, but the wahi and revelation coming out from his mouth, he said, how can a human being ever say utter wahi? Only an angel can utter wahi. Somebody pure from the heavens had to come down. How can we also utter it? So Allah said, no, you've got all your weaknesses, but that wahi and revelation is coming out. Not only that, look at the bee also. From the bee, it's got so many weaknesses, but how that honey is coming out completely pure. Shifa'ul linnas, in which there is shifa for human beings also. Great, great benefit in this. In honey there is. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another bounty which Allah has made in this world. Allah has created that people are different in giving in rozi and sustenance. Not everyone is equal. If everyone is equal, then nobody would have made khidmat of anybody else. You wouldn't have had a person working. Everybody got exactly the same amount. There won't be a system in the world. But Allah has made it. Some people are more rich, some people are less. These are all ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the whole system of the world functions correctly. When Allah Ta'ala has created a disparity, communist system wants to make everyone equal. When they tried it, it was a complete failure, because it's against the system which Allah Ta'ala has made. Then Allah has given us the bounty of our wives, and from our wives we've got our children, we've got grandchildren, and then for our own body Allah has given us رَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, wonderful food, طَيِّب, pure food, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ, these bounties of Allah ta'ala, do you make nashukri? Are you ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This morning we had theory. How many of us thanked Allah ta'ala for that? Alhamdulillah, at least we read after eating. Alhamdulillah, we drank water. How many of us read the dua? We may be knowing the dua, but really we forget. We need to keep reminding ourselves some weaknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I created you, you came in this world. You knew nothing at all. Allah gave you eyes, Allah gave you ears, and Allah gave you a heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you can make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These bounties, do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them or not? Then Allah has given us in our houses a place where a person can stay with comfort and ease. And different types of houses, sometimes brick houses, and sometimes when a person is on a tent, a person is on a journey, Allah has given tents and all of these things which a person can utilize going away. The shade which Allah has given to a person, what a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all the time we were in the sun, there have been great difficulty for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلَكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. Allah completes His ni'mat and bounties upon you people, so that perhaps you people will humble yourself and come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that many people break their promises, and when they break their promises, unfortunately they have to go through great difficulty and problems in this world. مَا عِنَّكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Remember, whatever is by you will come to an end, and whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and forever. The person who has got money, give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will remain forever. You keep it by you, it will come to an end. The person who has got his youth, and he gives the youth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will keep him, it will remain always forever by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you keep it for yourself, for your own desires, it will eventually be destroyed. As Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, if a person in his youth, he looks after his youth, even when he gets old, Allah ta'ala will give him youth in his heart. In his heart he will remain young. He won't become like an old person, senile, etc. But Allah will give him his youth in his old age, because he gave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever utilizes his youth in breaking the commands of Allah ta'ala, eventually he'll be broken, he'll be completely destroyed. That woman who keeps her beauty for Allah's pleasure, she hides herself. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ. If you're showing to all the whole world, it eventually comes to an end. But you kept it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beauty will remain forever and forever. Internal beauty will remain for you, but you, and in the year after, Allah will give you that wonderful beauty. So whatever we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will remain forever and forever. Whoever does good, whether it's a male or female, and he's got iman, فَنَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We'll give him a very, very wonderful life, بَعْلُطْفِ سِنَّهِ, an enjoyable life in this world. So he might not have so much of money, but Allah will give him contentment in his heart. Allah will give him the peace of mind in his heart. And in the year after, what Allah has kept for that person is far, far greater. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off in this, the para, mentioning one nation. Allah had given them all of the bounties, but they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties. They had aman, the place was very safe. In their hearts also they were very happy and very comfortable. And the sustenance used to come all very easily from all the places. But they were ungrateful to the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in place of that, Allah ta'ala put hunger in them. And Allah ta'ala put fear among those people. So these are like actually punishments from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow him. One great quality which he had within himself was shakir li an'ami. He always made shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person understands this, yeah, then he will give da'wat and he will call people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the usul is wal hikmati wal mu'izati al hasana, with wisdom. And in a beautiful way, a person must call looking for the right time, the right opportunity. And in the right way, a person must give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows exactly those who will be misguided, who will get hidayat. You just continue giving da'wah. Some people will cause taklif to you when you are giving this da'wah. But you must make sabr on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you remain with sabr, then Allah is with you. Inna Allah ma'al ladheena attaqaw wal ladheena hum muhsinun. Those who have got taqwa, those who have got ikhlas and sincerity, Allah will be with them. Allah's help and assistance will come with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. عن أبي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أدلك على ملاك الأمر الذي تصيب به خير الدنيا والآخرة؟ عليك بمجالس أهل الذكر، وإذا خلوت فحرك لسانك ما استطعت بذكر الله، وأحب في الله وأبغض لله. حضرت ابو رضی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا: کیا تم کو دین کی بنیادی چیز نہ بتاؤں جس سے تم دنیا و آخرت کی بھلائی حاصل کر لو؟ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کا ذکر کرنے والوں کی مجلس میں بیٹھا کرو، اور تنہائی میں بھی جتنا ہو سکے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کے ذکر میں اپنی زبان کو حرکت میں رکھو، محبت کرو اللہ کے واسطے اور بغض رکھو اللہ کے لیے. Abu Razin رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, should I not show you the leader of all actions through which you may attain the goodness of both the worlds? Be regular in attending the gatherings of dhikr, and when alone, keep your tongue engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, Abu Razin radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Should I not show you the leader of all actions through which you may attain the goodness of both the worlds? Be regular in attending the gatherings of dhikr, and when alone, keep your tongue engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Also love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala."